Rescuing my beloved. Can we manage something seems impossible? Of course we can. When our beloved is in danger, we can achieve the mission impossible. Canadian mum fights off cougar, saves daughter. Using nothing but her quick wit and bare hands, a Canadian mother fought off a cougar that had pinned down her 3-year-old daughter in a forest north of Vancouver on June 16th, police said. The child, named Maya, escaped with only superficial wounds after the late Tuesday attack near the town of Bracondale, 65 kilometers north of Vancouver, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said. A child, named Maya, escaped with only superficial wounds after the late Tuesday attack near the town of Bracondale, 65 kilometers north of Vancouver, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said. The girl's father, Pablo Espinoza, told Public Reporter on June 18, 2009, that his daughter thought the wild cat wanted to play. Maya asked, "Why didn't the kitty play nice?" Espinoza said. Maya and her mother, Maureen Lee, were walking on a wooded trail with their dog when the cougar pounced. All of a sudden, it just flew on her, rolled her a couple of times, and grabbed her, Lee said. She was on her back, and the cougar had his paws on her head, and I just knew I had to react quickly. So I just jumped in there and wedged myself between the cougar and her on the ground, the mother said. Then I just got up and threw it off my back and grabbed Maya and ran. Baby answers phone call to help unconscious mother. An 11-month-old baby helped raise the alarm that her mother had collapsed unconscious by using a mobile phone. Amelia Boyle, known as Millie, picked up the ringing mobile and answered the call when her mother Elizabeth, 20, fainted in the hall of their home. Linda Wright, Millie's grandmother, was on the other end of the line and heard the baby say, "Who's that?" and "Mama." The girl is not allowed to play with the mobile, so Mrs. Wright knew something was wrong with Millie's mother, who has a history of fainting and fitting, and dialed 999. Miss Boyle, whose phone it was, woke up in her home in Braintree, Essex, to find police and ambulance crews at her door. She became confused and told them she had not called them. Miss Boyle said, "I went upstairs to get Millie some clothes. I came downstairs again and I was going to get her dressed up as normal. She was crawling around playing with some toys when I suddenly fainted between the hallway and the living room, blocking the stairway. My mom phoned me back on the home phone, and when she didn't get through, she tried on the mobile, then the home phone again." She added, "I am so lucky to have Millie." Millie does not seem to be fazed by it. She must have watched me open the phone. She is not usually allowed to play with it because she tends to stick it in her mouth. Mrs. Wright said, "If Millie hadn't answered the phone, I wouldn't have known what had happened. From the two stories above, I strongly believe the power of love can work miracles."